Greetings, dear ladies. I am Kryon. My partner, he steps away. This particular channel, we'd like to tell you about something that may not be obvious to you. For some it might be, but time is odd. In your mind, in your perception, you tend to forget about lengths of time which have passed. And some of you are so completely in the now that when you discuss the past, it seemed to be very close, and yet it wasn't. That's all in the perception of a human being. But in that, there is often a system. And the system is timing. We'd like to tell you about timing. I would like to say at this moment that spirit has a plan. But that plan is often altered by humanity. Humanity has free choice. And that free choice then will control, or at least it has attributes of enhancement or de-enhancement of your energy. What I've just said is this. Humans control the energy on the planet, period. So even though spirit may have a grand plan of what may occur, spirit waits until the humans are ready. Did you get that part? We have given many channels in the past telling you how you may have an information download of some kind. And you may have been told by spirit that this is what you're here for, or perhaps what you should do next. And all of you perhaps would then race out in private and try to do it right then. And probably you would fail. And I only say that because this is the way humans have their perception of time. When you're told to do something, or then at least presented with a future, you start it immediately. Dear ones, what we told you about the timing of that is classic, and that is this. That was simply information for you to wait until the time was right. And there would be those who say, well, I don't know when that time would be, so therefore I started it early. That's not the reason you do it. The reason you do it is because all authorities in your life, once they've told you to do something, normally mean you do it then. Spirit, God, is not an authority, but it is something that you listen to as though it were. Instead, Spirit is a loving partner, telling you this, that someday you may do this or that, you're equipped for it, get ready for it. But then the second part of that is this, that when the time is right, some synchronicities will start to occur. And those synchronicities will be perfect then for what you were told you could do, or you might do, or that you will do. It's tough for any human to wait. My partner had been channeling many years when he first started talking about Lemuria. And as he talked more and more, and we gave him more information about this place, it seemed so elusive and so strange, even if it existed at all, to so many people, that many of the attributes of the teaching started to happen. And they were revealed, one by one. Was it real? Was it not? What took place there? But it wasn't until the end of 2017 that we were able to give you something that had been waiting for a very long time. And that is the attributes of the core teaching of the Lemurian teaching wheel. So at the end of 2017, I gave my partner those core elements. And just like I described to you before, he immediately took it and tried to teach it. He didn't understand any more than you, some of you do, about what I just described. I gave him information that he was supposed to then work on and get ready for something else. But he jumped the gun And he tried several seminars to teach it. And what he got when he taught it was only the information that he had received in 2017. He never got anything new. There was never, ever a time when he saw the bigger picture. It wasn't until 2021 that the energy was ripe and ready, and the conditions of my partner's life were appropriate so that he could teach it as it always meant, was meant to be taught. It was not for seminars. It had a syllabus. It was a teaching modality, and he was waiting for that to occur. And it would have occurred in one way or another, but what you call COVID pushed that forward so that he found a way to do exactly what we wanted him to do. I'm giving you this example about the very thing we are speaking to you about, sisters. When the time is right, the doors open. And that is what happened with my partner. And soon, there will be then many lessons on what truly took place in Lemuria for the children, for the adults, step by step, every single attribute and concept of the wheel we're giving him in detail now. Something else is about to happen. There's another wheel. And some of you know this, because within the teachings of those on Lemuria, specifically when it comes to Maliha, there was another wheel. And the teachings were these, that when the women and the men who were formerly the children all went through their course and they had graduated from the teaching wheel courses, all of them totally, the women had a choice. They could continue. And when some of them decided to continue and some of them did not, but most of them understood that what was next was going to be shamanic teaching. And we described this and have for many years that in Lemuria, the women were the priests. The women were the teachers. The women were the shamans and shawwomen. And we have discussed so many times in this venue, this very channeling to you, of why that would be so. And that this planet eventually may very well return to honoring the attributes of the woman as being the one who can teach compassion and divinity and spirituality far better than a man. Because they're the ones who are equipped to have those attributes when giving birth, when raising their children. They come in with it. It's theirs already. And these are the attributes of spirit. Beauty, teaching, all of the things, the compassionate attributes that you must have for your children. And we've said it so many times before, that even when those hardened men, when they need help or they're on the battlefield and afraid of dying, they call for their mom. And this is the point. And so in Lemuria, it was understood that the women would have another set of teaching when the time was right. And that teaching, that training, was with another wheel. It was called the shamanic teaching wheel. The women knew that it was time. They had the choice. Some of them chose not to be shamans, of course. But most did. And of those that had that course that lasted several years more, in that shamanic teaching wheel, not all of them graduated or chose to. Because as they went forward and saw the attributes of what they were expected to do, or expected to learn, or expected to awaken in them, they said, "It isn't for me." And so the few that did go through it, these were the ones, even back then, who were taught by Maliha. And so now it comes full circle, dear ones. And you find that this shamanic teaching wheels attributes, elements, concepts, and ways are being reopened for her. And the whole reason for that is that she can teach it to you. And there will be those who will adhere to this, recognize it, feel chills when they hear it, and there will be those who won't. But for those who wish to go to the next level, the women, that particular information will now start to be available. Watch for it. Melly Hall will tell you about it. The shamanic teaching wheel has arrived. Just like in 2017, the teaching wheel itself could be revealed in 2021, start to be taught. Now it's time for the shamanic information through a woman who was there. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.